Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers getting set for game two of a six-game set with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and I'm joined by Luis Contreras, who was a star out of the bullpen last night. Luis, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing me here. I'm glad to be here. Glad to tell all the fans what the journey is going to be here for me at the Shuckers this year.
Four strikeouts last night. Everything seemed to be working. How much fun was it to be on the mound in a pressure-packed situation and then deliver batter after batter?
I think that's the beauty of that. Like, from this game, that's the beauty. Like, get the chance to perform on those situations. It's a pleasure for me. Every time I get in on those situations, I love it because that adrenaline like pumps you up and keeps you like focused on what the task is. And thank God we were able to do it yesterday and we got the win.
How much confidence does it give the bullpen when you can go out there, shove for a couple innings, then you hand it off to Abner Uribe for the ninth inning, who just casually throws 100+, and you two can easily close out a game?
Yeah, that's how it should be, and that's how I prepare myself. Like, hand the ball to the closer. I've been like that bridge guy between the starter and the late reliever guys. And that suits like pretty good to me. Like, I like to be in that situations.
What makes that kind of situation and makes that role so fun for you?
Like I said, like, I love when I feel that extra adrenaline, even if I'm closing, like even if I'm coming like late on the game, I love it. Like, I can explain why, but it just like, it feels good to be on the mound on those type of situations.
You're a man made for the big moment.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think since I was a kid, like, I was able to perform. That's on your heart. Like, that is, I guess someone learned to perform on those situations, but for me, it's just something that you need just to act and perform. Don't overthink it that much.
One of the special things about this Shuckers roster is you are one of seven different guys from Venezuela on the team. When you're with a group of guys who are all from the same country, especially in the U.S. where you're going to new places, how special is it to have that group of the seven Venezuelans in that clubhouse with you?
It's amazing. It's just amazing. Those are my guys. They call me Tio, like uncle. Like, it's amazing for me to be with them. It's amazing for me like to help them. They're young guys, young talent. Like, all of them are super talented. So it's just, I love it. Like, I came from being just with one guy in Nashville from Venezuela, and now I got seven here. It's amazing. Like, it's really good for me, like, to be around these guys.
How special is it, too, for you to be with Jackson Churi? You guys grew up in the same village. You have known each other for forever. Now getting to play together, how special is that?
I wanted to play with him since he signed with the Brewers. Like, I wanted that because it, like, even that we're not like same age, he's what, six years old younger than me. He played the whole life with my brother, and his dad played with my dad softball on the same city in Venezuela for a whole year, it's just amazing, like, seeing him like growing up when he used to hit with his dad before the softball games. Hit, and now got to play with him, which is like the Venezuelan superstar of the future. Like, next Ronald Acuña, hopefully better than him. That guy is awesome. It's just a blast for me.
How incredible is it, too, for both of your families to be able to tune on the TV, turn on a Shuckers game, You're pitching, he's playing the outfield.
And they've done it. They've done it already. I've been talking also like with Jackson, moms and dad, like a couple days ago, I talked to them. Hey, take care of my kid. You're like his big brother there. So yeah, like, it's a blessing. Like I said, like, for my family, for his family, I think they're pretty proud of us right now.
You really are, Tio Luis, right?
Yeah.
How much do you embrace that role with these younger guys from Venezuela, and how much do you enjoy taking on that role as mentoring them as someone who's been in the U.S. since 2017?
Yeah, that's something that I take from the heart. that's something that I really like, take pride of it, because it's like those guys are coming to this country, like they're different cultures, and also I encourage them to behave in the proper way, learn the language, which I try to like them to get there. And also, like we said, 7 Venezuelan, like I don't know, like 1, 2, 3 more Latinos, like half of the team is Latino, so I think I'm the oldest of all of those, and it's, I think it's one of my jobs of being a good teammate, like let them learn from what I know, and because I've been here for more time than they've been here in the country, and I think that's a blessing, as I said, like I'm proud of that.
Has anyone tried to make some arepas, bring some Venezuelan food over to the U.S.?
Oh, yeah.
Who makes the best arepas on the team?
My roommate. I've had, like, Carlos Rodriguez arepas are pretty good.
All right.
Those are pretty good.
We're gonna need to figure out how to get some.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to let him. Hey, you got to make arepas for the whole team.
There we go. That would be much appreciated, I think, from the entire clubhouse.
No, that's been like 100 arepas.
That's true.
He won't play that day if he does that.
Well, Luis, thanks so much for joining us. It's been a blast having you here in Biloxi.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for all that. Thank you for having us here. And let's go, Shuckers.
Thanks so much. This has been today's pregame interview, Shuckers and Blue Wahoos at 6:35.